Now, with the Jubilee Jubilations moving a couple of miles from Buckingham Palace to St Paul's Cathedral today, spare a thought for Dr Alice Kumar, who is probably the remotest British subject to be marking the Queen's 60-year reign. He's in Antarctica, at Concordia Station, in the world's largest desert, the Antarctica Plateau. He's there with a team of scientists in complete isolation. He's their doctor, the only Brit, in fact, in a European Space Agency project, looking at human physiology and psychology in conditions as close to another planet as you can find on Earth. I spoke to Dr. Kumar earlier. I asked him what the weather was like where he was.
Well, right now it's complete darkness. We're in a period of 3 to 4 months of complete darkness in the worst winter the world has to offer. The temperature outside is around minus 70 degrees, that's 70 degrees Celsius, without the wind chill. Including the wind chill, it can be anything down to minus 95 degrees Celsius, which is obviously very extreme. We're also at an altitude high up on the plateau, one of the highest areas in Antarctica, at around equivalent altitude of 3,800 metres, so even talking to you makes me a little short of breath, if only for the excitement and also the isolation that we're under. We're actually living in a team of 13 scientists here, Europeans in fact. I'm the only British member, and we're living isolated here from February till November with no chance of escape. In fact, we're more isolated than the astronauts on board the International Space Station currently orbiting the Earth.
You're further away from other human beings than they are. I mean, they're only a few hundred kilometres above the Earth, whereas you really are a long way from anybody.
Yeah, our nearest neighbours at Vostok Station, a Russian Antarctic station, and they're as extreme as we are and about 560 kilometres away, but otherwise it's over 1,000 kilometres in most directions with nothing but ice.
What are you doing for the Jubilee then, Alex?
Well, we've done quite a lot, actually. Down here we've had a very extravagant six-course meal on Saturday night, which by Antarctic standards was excellent. We have a very good chef down here. But more importantly, today we're hosting, well, I'm hosting as the only British member down here, the coldest and remote, and I suppose the most isolated Diamond Jubilee tea party there is going. I think probably some of the other stations around Antarctica will be doing similar celebrations, and I hope some of the other British overseas territories, probably just as remote, are celebrating. But I've just spent the morning cooking scones and also have some Fortnum & Mason tea I've been saving, along with my my single can of Heinz baked beans.
Well, I suppose in the isolation, it sort of punctuates the period you spend there.
Well, of course, living in 9 months of isolation brings upon us a cloud of sensory deprivation, so everything in all senses becomes black and white. So to taste something new, to see a new colour, or even, dare I say, hear a new sound, is really a luxury.
What do your colleagues on the station make of it, of the Jubilee? I mean, I often wonder what the rest of the world thinks about it. I suppose you either sort of get it or you don't get it, really.
I think the French on the station have la resistance. But on a serious note, I think, you know, one of the most pleasant things about staying down here on this particular station is it's multinational. Here we have one Russian member, French, Italians, and myself are British Indians. So we've had an Indian-themed restaurant night whereby we had mango lassi and Ravi Shankar on the sitar. through the iPod, of course, and, you know, we've had various other nights. It's great to have such a multicultural station, and with that comes a celebration. So I think everyone here is very happy to celebrate the Queen, and certainly there's a lot of curiosity about her that sometimes I can't answer the questions that they ask.
Can you actually go outside and shiver, which is what people have been doing on one or two days of the celebrations here? You can actually go out, can you?
Oh, certainly. We'll be having a street party after, if that's what you mean. You know, we can't spend too long outside, no more than an hour or two at times, depending on how much we wear, but minus 70 certainly has to be taken seriously. So yeah, it's an interesting environment to work in.
The tea won't stay very hot if you try and open up a flask and have it outside though, presumably.
No, it'll probably freeze solid within a few minutes, and that's for the scones. I think they'll be turning to stone in the same time. So it'll be a rather fast tea party as well, probably a world record for the quickest.
And when do you get out of there? Later this year?
Yeah, I'll be down here for a period of a year conducting human spaceflight research, and then I'll hand over to my successor, and I should be back hopefully by Christmas.
Wow, what a place to be. Alex Kumar, enjoy the isolation, the dark, the tea party, the Jubilee. Nice talking to you.
You too. Thank you, Evan.